Welcome back, my friend, to The Silent War with your host, Dustin Nemos of Nemos News, where we continue with your help to break the cycle of fake news. On this episode, the FDA chief has said that misinformation is the leading cause of death. That's funny. I thought doctors were up there on the list. Fear has spread through a Chinese city as the sky turns blood red inexplicably. The Missouri Senate has passed an election integrity bill banning drop boxes, ballot harvesting, and Zuckerbucks. And the Biden DOJ is threatening January 6 defendants with life in prison if they don't take plea deals to set up their narrative. All of this and much more coming up after a short word from our Patriot sponsors.
Everyone knows vitamin C is essential. Researchers found store-bought potatoes lost over half their vitamin C value since 1951. That means you have to eat twice as many potatoes to block damage-causing free radicals and grow and repair tissues in all parts of your body. And what's that going to do for your waist? Another option? Introducing the new liposomal vitamin C from RedPillLiving.com. It tastes like pure liquid sunshine. Take it by spoon or mix it in a smoothie or yogurt. Then, our breakthrough liposomal technology delivers the powerful serving right where you need it most. Go to redpillliving.com/C and give it a try. It's FDA certified, heavy metal free, Prop 65 compliant, gluten free, and non-GMO. It's redpillliving.com/C. Your waistline will thank you.
NemosNewsNetwork.com. Breaking the cycle of fake news.
The Biden administration's new disinfo chief says that parents who are upset about things like critical race theory or the grooming of their children in public schools are just disinformers who weaponize the issue for profit, which is, of course, a total farce in upside-down world in D.C. But, of course, the U.S. Attorney General's son is making millions of dollars selling critical race theory materials to schools. And maybe that's why he chose to sic the Justice Department on parents who showed up to schools to complain. The hysterical FDA chief, and I mean hysterical not in the good sense of like funny, but like hysterical is in the insane, way out there, outlandish sense. But the FDA chief has claimed that misinformation is the leading cause of death in the U.S., which is ironic because really it's, I believe, if memory serves, cancer, heart attack, and doctors as the three top leading causes of death in the U.S. But what do I know? I'm just what they're calling misinformation, trying to save your life from their poisonous lies. After the groundbreaking release of the documentary 2000 Mules, showing the massive election fraud that happened, the Wisconsin Election Commission took down the voter roll list and the voting history of 7.2 million voters. Clearly, they are busted. And they are in full cover-up mode. I guess the benefit of being in the government means that you get to rewrite official history. The Chinese city of Zhaoshan turned an eerie red. The entire sky lit up dark red. Honestly, it looks kind of like someone shining light through blood. There was also a fog at the time, but this is weird. Weird like when all those birds started to mass die and just fall out of the sky. I mean, a lot of weird things have been happening over the last couple of years, especially. Whatever this weird red light was, it also upset the fish, which were videoed writhing around the surface of the water. All I know is, I hope I don't see any damn zombies. The Department of Injustice has also announced $40 million to refund the police. In fact, they want to fund something called community policing, but essentially this is what I predicted. They would defund the good cops and then refund Antifa with badges. That's coming next. Shock troop soy boy enforcers for the new regime. Unstable emotional wrecks carrying guns and badges with the power to wreck your life. The same kind of people that were banning you and censoring you on social media will now be throwing you in jail, beating you, and maybe even doing worse. This kind of money will also further consolidate the power and authority toward the federal government. A very important psychological concept to remember, just like follow the money, is the concept that the dog is loyal to the one feeding it. And that pretty much applies to everyone. So if it's the federal government feeding or funding our local police, who are they loyal to? Missouri's Senate has passed an election integrity bill banning drop boxes, ballot harvesting, and the Zuckerbucks, and they even require photo ID for voting. Let's hope this passes the governor's desk, and this is a great step in the right direction. Numerous January 6 defendants who happen to also be oath keepers are being threatened with life in prison after merely walking inside of the U.S. Capitol and taking pictures, many of which, remember, were waved in by Capitol Police and invited in with open doors, doors that had to be opened from within because they were magnetically sealed. But they need that narrative. They need to paint a story of insurrection. Otherwise, they are the bad guys. They're the monsters. They're locking up these poor innocent people. But if they can paint the narrative that they're really insurrectionists, then they think they can deflect the political heat. Plus, they really hate people who follow the Constitution and keep their oath. But anyway, I digress. They are threatening these people. Take a plea deal, lie, say that you're guilty, or we might take you to a jury trial in this corrupt city where everyone hates you, and we will throw you away for the rest of your life. And in the latest twist of irony, Bill Gates himself, who promised us that the COVID vaccines would stop the transmission, has now tested positive for COVID. Well, supposedly. I actually don't buy when a lot of these so-called celebrities come out and say they have COVID, because usually they're just trying to make you take the vaccine. They always follow it up by saying, "But I sure am glad I got the vaccine and my symptoms are less than they would have been," which is, of course, a complete talking point and rhetoric, but has no basis in reality. But Bill Gates, Mr. Depopulation Through Vaccines, did not take a vaccine. Come on, we know better than that. So he's not vaxxed nor boosted. He faked it just like Fauci and just like Biden and probably Trump too, because he still hasn't developed any symptoms. He's doing just fine after taking his vaccine and telling us to take ours too. Yes, a lot of like fake news reporters and mid-level people have dropped dead, even on Team Evil, because they took the vaccine. But we can't expect someone at the level of a Fauci or a Bill Gates, who are on the creative board of, you know, Murder, Inc., essentially, depopulating the world through vaccines, would have taken this poison. Why would they be so stupid? They developed it. They know it's poison. They know what it would do. Why would they intentionally commit suicide with something they're trying to get us to commit suicide with ever so hard, right? They're trying to convince us, like Mr. FDA chief over there saying that disinformation is the leading cause of death. Can't quantify that, can't prove that at all, but just makes it up and scares people so they can, you know, ban truth media more. And gas prices have reached a new all-time high for the second time in 2 months. We are in the beginnings of a imploded system, a supply chain system, a food supply system that's under attack on purpose, sabotage, implosion, planned demolition, like 9/11 style, to our economy and our food supply. And at the same time, a hyperinflationary nightmare where the money loses its value like a bucket with water that's got holes in the bottom, just keeps leaking so fast you can't fill it up quick enough. And that's our bank accounts. And that's also the purchasing power of the dollar. I mean, if it's losing its value 10-20% a month in different categories, depending on what you're buying and how far you can, you know, stretch that dollar, so to speak, then what's the value of holding that? Why keep it for long at all? Why save that? I mean, you better spend it while you got it, right? That's the attitude that inflation causes. And on top of that, like I said, it's not worth it to go to work. I mean, why show up if it costs you more than you're going to get to go there? Who loves work so much? I mean, I do. I would do this even if I were poor, living in a ditch, because this is so important. And I can't think about anything else. It's all I can think about because it's so important. I mean, we're living through some very interesting times, to say the least. And you know, all I can do is sit here, research, and think about what is happening and connect dots and put it on that map I built at theserapium.com/map. Anyway, I digress. I'm ranting at this point. Basically, everything is going to get more expensive. We're in the early stages of hyperinflation. Get ready for it to be much worse than this. Real money that holds its value and won't lose all of it every month is gold and silver, and maybe some cryptocurrencies, depending on, you know, your particular situation. If you plan on traveling, if you plan on being attacked or what, you know, if you're in the middle of a city and you can't, you know, hide your metals, maybe you can hide your crypto in your head as a password. That's doable with Bitcoin or something. So, you know, everybody has their own thing. I get that, but prepare. Have something outside of the dollar. If you have a retirement that you're trying to save from the bond and the stock crash, then get out while you can. Go to nemosnewsnetwork.com/gold. Talk to the folks at Gold Co. and transfer it into gold and silver while you still can. Essentially, people have got to protect themselves, and it's not just about gold and silver for barter and money. I mean, that's just protecting your ability to shop. You also have to protect your ability to eat, and that might not necessarily be the same thing. Food might not be available soon. Inflation, fertilizer shortages, the imploded supply chain, the intentional attacks on our food chain, including the food distribution centers, including the cost of gas and the truckers, the distribution costs going up, but really just the basic input output. I mean, the amount of bread available, 30% of the bread in the world is not available because Ukraine and Russia are fighting each other, and they're the big bread exporters. Also, fertilizer is affected by that. It was already bad. Now it's much worse. Things are going to get much, much, much worse. So go to nemosnewsnetwork.com/sponsors, scroll down and go to My Patriot Food Supply, and you can support what we're doing here and load up on storable food while you can still get it. Soon you may not be able to buy it. Next month it may be 10 or 20% more expensive because, you know, inflation and the costs just continue to skyrocket. So I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if we'll have food in the grocery store soon. I don't know if the dollar will be worth anything more than toilet paper and, well, dirty toilet paper at that, and maybe, you know, fire starters soon. But I fear the worst. I fear a repeat of the Holodomor, what happened in Ukraine and Russia the last time the communists took over. The very same communists, by the way, who just took over our country with election fraud and are now going after our food supply as well. I hope you found this video to be of value. If you did, please consider liking, sharing, maybe even subscribing at nemosnewsnetwork.com/news for our newsletter. Also, consider supporting our work here because we are 100% listener supported. We've been banned and demonetized and defunded and debanked and deboosted and everything that you can be basically censored with. So we are 100% reliant on our supporters out there for continuing our mission here. If you want to support us, you can do so through one of two ways. One, you can donate at nemosnewsnetwork.com/donate, or you can shop Patriot with our Patriot sponsors at nemosnewsnetwork.com/sponsors. In fact, I've got Sleepy Joe right here, which I'm going to go take later for a great night's sleep. You can get this at redpillliving.com. It's my favorite product, I think, at redpillliving.com. You can stock up, and who knows what availability is going to be like, but Sleepy Joe is an all-natural sleep aid that won't leave you with that groggy feeling that you get from even over-the-counter drugs, which are all liver toxic. I mean, all of those sleep aids are liver toxic. Most of them have harmful chemicals in them. And even the ones that are like non-prescription are pretty bad for your liver in the long term. This is food-based. I mean, Sleepy Joe, it has a funny name, but it will help you to sleep right through an election season, just like Sleepy Joe did. So that's why we gave it that cool name. Anyway, it's a powerful sleep formula, and there's some other really incredible products at redpillliving.com where you can detox the deep state. And we'll see you guys on the next one. Nemos out.